ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. జిజ్ఞాసాధికరణం అథాతో బ్రహ్మ జిజ్ఞాస. జన్మాద్యతికరణం జన్మాద్యస్యయతః. శాస్త్రయోనిత్వాధికరణం శాస్త్రయోనిత్వాత్. సమన్వయాధికరణం తత్వ సమన్వయాత్. చాప్టర్ 1 ఫోర్త్ సెక్షన్ ఆనుమానిక అధికరణం. ఆనుమానికమప్యేకేషామితి చేత న శరీర రూపక విన్యస్త గృహీతే దర్శయతి చ. సూక్ష్మం తు తత్ అర్హత్వాత్ తద్ధీనత్వాత్ అర్థవత్ జ్ఞేయత్వ అవచనాచ్చ. వదదీతి చేత్ న ప్రాజ్ఞో హి ప్రకరణాత్. త్రయాణాం ఏవ త్రైవం ఉపన్యాసః ప్రశ్నశ్చ మహత్వచ్చ. చమసాధికరణం చమసవత్ అవిశేషాత్. జ్యోతిః ఉపక్రమాతు తథా హి అధీయత ఏకే. కల్పనోపదేశాచ్చ మద్వాదివర విరోధః. సంఖ్యోపసంగ్రహాధికరణం న సంఖ్యోపసంగ్రహాదపి నానాభావాత్ అతిరేకాచ్చ. ప్రాణాదయః వాక్యశేషాత్. జ్యోతిషైకేషాం అసత్యన్నే. కారణత్వాధికరణం కారణత్వేన చ ఆకాశాదిషు యథా వ్యవతిష్టోక్తేః సమాకర్షాత్. బాలాఖ్యధికరణం జగత్వాచిత్వాత్. జీవముఖ్య ప్రాణలింగాన్నిచేత్ తత్వ్యాఖ్యాతం. అన్యార్థం తు జైమినిః ప్రశ్నవ్యాఖ్యానాభ్యాం అపి చైవమేకే. వాక్యాన్వయాధికరణం వాక్యాన్వయాత్. ప్రతిజ్ఞాసిద్ధేహే లింగం ఆశ్మరత్యః. ఉత్క్రమిష్యత ఏవాభ్యాం ఏవం భావాత్ ఇతి ఆడులోమిః ఔడులోమిః. అవస్థితేహే ఇతి కాశకృత్స్నః. ప్రకృత్యధికరణం ప్రకృతిశ్చ ప్రతిజ్ఞాదృష్టాంత అనుపరోధాత్. అభిధ్యోపదేశాచ్చ. దిస్ ఈస్ ద 130th రన్నింగ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర 24th సూత్ర ఆఫ్ ది 4th పాద ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్. So an argument in support of the previous sutra, sutra 23rd of this pada, that we saw in the last class is given, and we will see the general analysis of this sutra. Here the Vedic statement of Brahman visualization also supports the conclusion. The Upanishad talks about the Srishti Pratigya in several places. Before creation, Brahman visualized, and Vyasacharya calls that Brahman visualization as dhyana. Such a vast creation required purna dhyana, complete dhyana, and not a casual dhyana. And now, how does the Bhagavan's vision support Vyasa's conclusion? That is what we should understand here. That is in the Taittiriya Upanishad, namely Bahusyam Prajayayeti, in that Vishaya Vakyam, which means, let me, the Bhagavan thinks, let me multiply into plurality. He did not say, let me produce many things. He said, let me multiply into plurality. He did not think of some material to make the creation. Here, Bhagavan is material cause, which multiplied into plurality. Like the carpenter does not multiply into furniture. Multiply means transforms into furniture, the wood. Since Bhagavan thought over, that visualization indicates that Brahman is the intelligent cause also. So Bhagavan's desire is intelligent cause, and Bhagavan's multiplication is the material cause. This we see in the second chapter, the sixth section, third mantra of Taittiriya Upanishad, which we have read many times. शोकामयत बहुश्याम प्रजा येति सतपोतप्यत सतपस्तप्त्वा इदगुं सर्वमसृजत यदिदं किञ्च तत्सृष्ट्वा तदेवानुप्राविशत् तदनुप्रविश्य सच्छत्यच्छाभवत् निरुक्तञ्चानिरुक्तञ्च निलयनञ्चानिलयनञ्च विज्ञानञ्चाभिज्ञानञ्च सत्यञ्चानृतञ्च सत्यमभवत् यदिदं किञ्च तत्सत्यमित्याचक्षते तदप्येष श्लोको भवति. ब्रह्मन् डिजैर्ड् सोकामयत हि डिजैर्ड् बहुस्त्यां प्रजा येति ऐ शाल् बिकम् मेनी and be born. He performed tapas, and having performed tapas, he created all this, whatever we see, and having created it, he entered into them, and having entered into them, he became the manifest and the unmanifest, the defined and the undefined, the house embodied and the houseless, knowledge and ignorance, truth, falsehood, and all these whatsoever that exists, therefore it is called existence. That's what the Upanishad says. And the same idea is also expressed in Chandogya Upanishad, in the 6th chapter, in the 2nd section, 3rd mantra. Tadaikshata bahusyam praja yeyeti tat tejo srijata tat teja aikshata bahusyam praja yeyeti tadapo srijata tasmadyatra kvacha shochati svedate va पुरुषस्तेजस एव तदध्यापो जायन्ते. दैट एक्सिस्टेंस दैट अल्टीमेट दैट सत्य वस्तु डिसाइडेड आई शैल बी मेनी आई शैल बी बॉर्न एंड दैट सत्य वस्तु देन क्रिएटेड फायर फायर आल्सो डिसाइडेड आई शैल बी मेनी आई शैल बी बॉर्न देन फायर प्रोड्यूस्ड वाटर. दैट इज व्हाई व्हेनेवर और व्हेरेवर अ पर्सन मोर्न्स और परस्पायर्स ही प्रोड्यूसेस वाटर. The principle produces water. Tadaikshata indicates intelligent cause. And bahusyam prajaye yeti indicates the material cause. So our focus here is what? On bahusyam prajaye yeti, indicating the material cause. Now let us go to the word analysis. Abhidyopadeshat cha. Because of the Vedic statement was visualization also, because of the Vedic statement of visualization also, Brahman is to be known as the intelligent cause and material cause. Nimitta upadhana karana. Now let us come to the significance of these words. It's a very small sutra. Abhidyopadesha is a compound word. Abhidya means comprehensive meditation. In fact, anyone before creating anything, even if you create a desk or whatever it is table, one has to visualize one what one wants to do. Dhyā means total meditation. Upadeshaha means it's a Vedic statement. So anena iti upadeshaha abhidyopadeshaha. So Vedic statement of visualization. Cha means also. So in addition to the reason given in the previous sutra, this reason also should be taken. Now let us go to the next sutra, which gives further support to the same statement. Sakshat chobayam nanat. That is the next sutra. Sakshat chobayam nanat. Brahman is both the efficient and the material cause is the discussion in all this, in this entire adhikaranam. This is the 7th topic of the 4th pada. So the argument in support of sutra 23 again is continued here. And let us see the general analysis first. Here, Vyasacharya points out that Brahman is presented as Srishti Karanam and Laya Karanam also in many places. Sthiti is also mentioned, but we do not stress this here. As we have seen before, Nimitta Karanam can be Srishti Matra Karanam and it can never be Laya Karanam. Carpenter is only Srishti Karanam of a desk, not Laya Karanam. It doesn't happen when you destroy something, it does not go to the creator. Srishti Karanam means it is Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam. And once you say Sritti Karanam, material cause alone can be Sritti and Laya Karanam. And Shankaracharya, he quotes the first chapter, ninth section, first mantra of Chandogya. Asya lokasya ka gatihi ityakasha iti ho vacha sarvani hava imani bhutani akasha deva samutpadyante akasham pratyastham yet yantyakasho hi ye vaibhyo jayanakashaha parayanam. What is the end of this earth? Ravahana Jaivili in that story, Ravahana Jaivili said space. Space is the end of this earth, he said, because space, everything that exists arises from space only and also goes back into space only. So space is superior to everything. Space is the highest goal. This is a difficult quotation because here Brahman name is not at all mentioned. All Akasha only is mentioned. Now we have to prove that Akasha is Brahman. And Shankaracharya quotes this because we have already proved Akasha is Brahman in some other context. Why cannot Shankaracharya quote the Bhrguvalli quotation, popular quotation, the third chapter of the first section, third mantra? Yatova ima nibhuta nijayante yena jata nijivanti yat prayante visambishanti tad vijignasasva tad brahmeti satapotapyata satapastatva tatva tad brahmaiti, from which all these beings are born. And that by which, having been born, all these beings, they are sustained, they live and continue to exist. And that into which, when departing, they all enter. That is Brahman. It is clear and very direct. But Shankaracharya did not quote this for two reasons. In his Bhashya, he didn't quote this Shruti. This is Vishayavakyam for Janma Adhikaranam that we have already seen. So it's already Vishayavakyam for that Adhikaranam. So he doesn't want to quote it again here. Punarukti Dosha will come. And the second reason is Vyasacharya talks about Srishti and Layakaranam. And here, Srishti, Stiti, Layakaranams are mentioned. All three are mentioned. Not just only Srishti and Laya. And there is another example in Mundaka Upanishad, in the second chapter, second Mundaka, first section, first mantra. And this also we have seen earlier. Tadetat satyam yatasu deeptat pavakat vispulingaha sahasrashaha prabhavante sarupaha tatakshara-dvividaha somya-bhavaha prajayante tatra-chaiva-piyanti. From the flaming fire, thousands of sparks they come. And similar to its form, its nature, it issues forth from the flaming fire. So from the immortal Brahman also, diverse manifold beings, jivas, they originate. And they find their way back into that also. And they, again, the word aksharam, aksharad vividaha, that comes in this particular mantra. And this quote we can take. And the idea is, Brahman is Srishti Laya Karanam. If possible, if it is, it is Upadhana Karanam. Now we will come to Upadhana Karanam itself. Cha Sakshat Ubaya Amnanat. That is the mantra. Cha Sakshat Ubaya Amnanat. Because of the explicit mention. This is the sutra. Because of the explicit mention of both origination and dissolution. Ubaya refers to both. Both origination and dissolution. Brahman is the material cause. That is what this sutra tells. And this is the running meaning of the sutra. Now let us see the significance of these words. Sakshat. Sakshat means direct. Direct. The next word is Ubaya Amnanat. Ubaya means both, as I told. And Shankaracharya takes it as both Srishti and Layam. When it is said Ubaya, both Srishti and Layam he takes, or Srishti Karanatvam and Laya Karanatvam. And Amnaya means mention. A special word used for Vedic statements for both origination and resolution. Shruti statements are Chandogya Upanishad and also Mundaka Upanishad Vakyas are taken for analysis. And even though Brahman is intelligent cause and material cause, Vyasacharya wants to focus here the material aspect only. And he uses the expression Prakriti Cha. Prakriti Cha means the very Adhikaranam is called Prakriti Adhikaranam. And he gives various reasons for his conclusion also. And Vyasacharya wants to give two more reasons for this conclusion in the next two sutras. Atmakritehe Parinamat is the next sutra, 26th sutra, 4th pada, 1st chapter. It is the 132 Brahma Sutra, learning sutra number. Atmakritehe Parinamat. And the argument in support of Sutra 23 is continued here. First, let us do the general analysis. And Vyasacharya keeps a particular Upanishad in mind, namely Taittiriya Upanishad, the second chapter, seventh section, first mantra. This mantra also we have seen earlier. Asadva idamagra asit tato vaisada jayata tadasmanagya swayama kuruta tasmatat sukrita muchyata iti. So in the beginning, there was only non-existence. Asadva idam agre asit. And from that, the existence was born. Tato vai sat ajayata. That care created itself by itself. Tadatmanam swayama kuruta. It created it by itself. It created itself by itself. So it is called self-made, or it is also called well-made. Tasmatat sukritam, well-made. And in this mantra, the third line is focused. Tadu atmanam swayam akurta. Brahman created itself. Since the Upanishad says Brahman created itself, Brahman is the creator. And the Upanishad also says Brahman created itself. So from this we get the idea that Brahman is the object of creation also. This means Brahman is the creator and also the created. And this is the significance of this mantra, and it is a statement of self-creation. So through this, the Upanishad points out Brahman is created and creator both. And to put it in another language, Brahman is the cause and Brahman is the effect also. And Vyasacharya's argument is what? Cause and effect will be identical only under one condition. That is, when the cause happens to be the material cause. Because we know material cause and effect are substantially the same. Clay and pot, if you take the clay and the clay pot, the clay and pot are cause and effect, but they are essentially substantially the same. And the difference between them is what? Is avastha bedaha eva natu vastu bedaha. Both are same clay only. There is difference in the condition. One is in the pot condition, another is the clay condition. One is in unmanifest condition, and another is in manifest condition as part. But we find that the substance, clay, is one and the same. And the Upanishad says, Brahman was in the unmanifest form before creation. And Brahman is, when Brahman is differentiated and takes the manifest form, we call it as Jagat, the universe. But in essence, Brahman is the very stuff of the entire universe. And if this sentence is not clear to me, Shruti is more explicit in another place, which is the same Taittiriya Upanishad in the second chapter, sixth section, third mantra. Niruktancha niruktancha nilayanancha nilayanancha vijnanancha vijnanancha satyancha nrutancha satyam abhavat yaditam kincha tat satyamitya chakshate tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Brahman became the manifest and the unmanifest, the defined and the undefined, the embodied and the non-embodied, knowledge and ignorance, truth and falsehood. All this, whatsoever that exists, Brahman became all of them. Therefore, it is called existence. Existence is a noun. I mentioned it many times. Upanishad uses the expression Brahman itself transformed itself into universe. It is a concrete and moving. It is Chetanam and Achetanam universe. And Vyasacharya's argument is what? If the Upanishad says Brahman transformed into universe, it is possible under only one condition, namely when the Brahman is material cause and intelligent cause, both the Upadana Karanam and Nimitta Karanam. Carpenter never becomes the furniture, or potter can never become the pot. In the beginning stage, we say God created the world. And in the next stage, we say God became the world. So the first sentence is talking about the identity of cause and effect. And the second sentence talks of the transformation of cause and effect. And both the sentences support our conclusion that Brahman is material cause of the universe. Now let us do the word analysis. Atmakritehe parinamat, that is the sutra. Because of the self-creation, atmakritehe, through transformation, so Brahman is both intelligent cause and material cause of the creation. Now we will see the significance of the words. Atmakritehe, I mentioned it as self-creation, and Vyasacharya uses the word ingeniously to indicate the created and the creator. Both are same, are the self-creation. And when he uses the word creation, self-creation, he remembers the Shruti mantra of Taittiriya Upanishad that we just quoted. Brahman created itself. It is Atma creation. And the next word is what? Parinamat. It is from the word parinama. Parinama means that is transformation or becoming. And here Vyasacharya keeps it in mind the words satyancham, anrutancham, satyam, abhavate. That's what he keeps in mind. Occurring in the mantra 2.7.3 of Taittiriya we just quoted. Satyancha, anrutancha, satyam, abhavate. If I say like that, people may remember. So satyancham, anrutancha, satyam, abhavate. So first satyam. In satyam cha anrutam cha, first satyam refers to the vyavaharika satyam, and anrutam is pratibhasika satyam, and the third satyam means paramarthika satyam. Actually we have seen all these three things many times. Maybe just only to refresh, I will spend maybe a couple of minutes. There are three levels of reality satyam they are talked about generally. One is called absolute reality, and that is called paramarthika satyam. That is absolute reality. Here what happens? Only Brahman exists with no reference to material existence or individual souls and all that. And at this stage, the individual soul has lost complete identity with the body, mind, and the intellect, the complex, and completely merged in quotes into Brahman. Non-different from Brahman. This is the absolute reality called the Paramarthika Satya. And the next is empirical reality. This is called Vyavaharika Satyam. People also translate it as practical reality, whatever it is. So this forms the higher level of relative reality, not absolute reality. We should be careful. Paramarthika Satyam refers to only absolute reality. Here, Vyavaharika Satyam refers to the higher level of relative reality. Here, the false notion of material creation, the body, mind, intellect, all that complex, and the conception of being an individual soul, they are all portrayed as an actual reality due to the ignorance of the perception, due to avidya. In summary, empirical reality constitutes the common world of experience of samsara, especially. And the third reality is called subjective reality, pratibhasika satyam. And this forms the lower level of reality, as Vyavaharika Satyam we mentioned forms the higher level of relative reality. Here this is the lower level of relative reality. Here erroneous perceptions which appear to be real within material existence are perceived. For example, this seeming reality of the mirage water or rope snake, these are all corrected in empirical reality and does not require realization of Brahman for resolution at all. To resolve these things, you don't have to go to Brahman. This is Vyavaharika Satyam can resolve those things. So when we said here, Vyasacharya keeps in mind the words Satyancha, Anrutancha, Satyam, Abhavate. occurring in the mantra in second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad, seventh section, third mantra. And Paramarthika Satyam became Vyavaharika Satyam and Pradipasika Satyam. And that is indicated by the word Abhavat, the modification. Now Shankaracharya discusses a few more points in this sutra, in his Bhashya. And in the Shruti statement, the Vedic statement, Tadu Atmanam Swayam Akuruta, Tata Atmag Swayam Akuruta. That word is there, that sentence is there. That means Brahman created itself by itself. And Shankaracharya indicates here, when Brahman says, Brahman creates itself, means Brahman created itself through transformation. We have mentioned many times, there is nothing like creation. There is only transformation from unmanifest to manifest to unmanifest to manifest forever. And for this transformation, Brahman did not require any other intelligent cause. Swayam Akuruta, itself, Swayam, transformed. And the significance of this word, Swayam, is what? Brahman is the intelligent cause also. And the second point to be noted here is, Vyasacharya uses the expression Parinamat in the Sutra. So Brahman created the world through transformation, and this will disturb us actually, because since Brahman creates itself through apparent transformation, and that is why when we talk about creation, we teach at three levels actually. Teachers of Vedanta, when they talk about creation, they teach it at three different levels depending on the student. For the first level, what do they say? God created the world. That is to the first Manda Madhyama, Manda Adhikari, not even Madhyama Adhikari. Manda Adhikari, they teach first, God created the world. That's how the teacher teaches. He says, he is omniscient, he is omnipotent creator, who creates the creation. And what do we do here? Here we imagine a creator like a goldsmith, an intelligent creator of many ornaments from gold. And then we say, God became the world, and this is to Madhyama Adhikari. So to the Manda Adhikari, we say God created the world. And to the Madhyama Adhikari, we say God became the world. This is called Parinami Upadana Karanam. If God is creator, what raw material did he use? A carpenter needs wood. A mason needs cement and all that. Here scriptures say God alone was there in the beginning. There was no outside material at all for him to use. So as creator, God finds raw material in himself. So Lord himself evolves into universe. It is just like a seed evolves into a tree, or as gold manifests itself as chain and all that. Now we say third level, God himself evolves into your universe, or Lord manifests himself as samsara. This is the second level of Madhyama Adhikari. Then for the third level student, we say, it is called, that is Parinami Upadana Karanam. Now we are going to say, Vivarta Upadana Karanam, Ishvara is taught here. Since Lord is infinite and beyond time and space, there is no question of the Lord becoming the universe. There is no question of the Lord becoming the universe, because the language of becoming indicates what? Transformation, and transformation indicates limitation by time. Transformation means limitation in time. Since God is Desha Kala Atitaha, beyond time and space, there is no possibility of Lord transforming into the universe. Then what happens? Lord remaining changeless, the Lord appears as the universe. Without really undergoing transformation, retaining his absolute nature, the Lord appears as this world. Just as we, for example, during sleep, we continue to remain as the waker on the bed. But in the dream, our mind gets transformed into dream time, dream space, dream object, dream transactions, dream nightmares, dream festivals, all of them. All are whom? All are Waker himself, who transforms without really undergoing any change. So I, the Waker, seemingly transform into dream, and when I wake up, the dream world gets resolved. To resolve the dream world, what I should do? I don't have to do anything. I have to only wake up. This is the level of an Uttama Adhikari. So therefore, as part of the final teaching, we say God appears as the world. So God created the world to Mandha Adhikari. God transforms into world to the Madhyama Adhikari. And God appears as the world to the Uttama Adhikari. So first one emphasizes the Nimitta Karanam. God created the world. And second one emphasizes the Upadana Karanam. Parinami Upadana Karanam. And the third one reveals the Vivarta Karanam. And only at the third level, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya becomes clear. And Shankaracharya says that this one sutra can be taken as two sutras actually. And if you split this sutra into two, Atmakritehe as one and Parinamat as another. So you have got now two sutras. Atmakritehe as one sutra and Parinamat as another sutra. Then we read this, because of the identity of the cause and effect, Atmakritehe, Parinamat, Brahman is the material cause of the world. And the second sutra will mean what? Because of the transformation, Parinamat, because of the transformation, Brahman is the material cause of the universe. So first, Atmakritehe means what? Because of the identity of the cause and effect, Brahman is the material cause of the world. And the second sutra, that is Parinamat, will mean because of the transformation, Brahman is the material cause of the universe. And this can be split into two sutras. That is what Shankaracharya, he makes this statement in his Bhashya. Now let us go to the next sutra. Yonischahi giyate. Yonischahi giyate. Yonihichahi giyate. 27th sutra of the 4th section of Aspada. First chapter, 133rd running sutra, Brahma Sutra. Because Brahman is called the source. Yonihi means source. So the argument, again in support of Sutra 23, is continued here. We will do general analysis first as usual. Here Vyasacharya first established Brahman is the material cause of the universe on the basis of the Upanishad Vakya. And one word the Upanishad uses is Yonihi. Yoni means is the womb of the mother in which the child is conceived and then the child is born. And the word Yoni has got actually two meanings. One is the womb itself of the mother and the other is the material cause of the universe. Both are called yoni. And if the physical baby is to be formed, food is required for the formation of the baby's body and it is actually born outside. And outside, annam becomes the material cause only when the baby is born. Till that thing, mother's food, it becomes from the mother. So before birth, mother gives the food to the baby. And all these things indicate what? That the womb or the mother represents the material cause of an object. And Brahman as the Nimitta Karanam is symbolized as the father. And Maya is symbolized as the Maya, mother in the creation. And this is indicated in the fourth sloka, the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita also. Sarvayo nishu kaunteya murtaya sambhavantiyaha tasam brahma mahadyonihi mahadyonihi aham bija pradapita. Krishna says, clearly, Brahman is the father and Maya is the mother. Brahman is called Bhutanam Yonihi, indicative of the material cause of the entire universe, all the Bhutas. And again, in Mundaka Upanishad, first Mundaka, first section, sixth mantra, Yattadadreshyam, Agrahyam, Agotram, Avarnam, Achakshushrotram, Tat Apanipadam, Nityam, Vibhum, Sarvagatam, Susukshmam, Tat Avyayam, Yad Bhutayonim Paripashyanti Dhiraha. Yad Bhutayonim. While signifying the various characteristics of Brahman, the creator, the Upanishad calls it Bhutayonihi, which means the source of all Bhutas, the entire creation. So Brahman as material cause is established in this mantra also. Then in the same Mundaka Upanishad, in the third Mundaka, first section, third mantra again says, Yada pashyaha pashyate rukmavarnam kartaramisham purusham brahmayonim tada vidvan punyapape vidhuyam niranjanaha paramam samyam upaiti. When the person realizes the Supreme, being the ruler, the maker, the source of the creator even, then that wise person, that jnani, on shaking off all actions, deeds of merits and demerits, punya pape vidhuya, after shaking off all of them, becomes stainless, niranjanaha, paramam samyam upaiti, and attains the supreme state of harmony. So Brahma Yonim indicates Brahman as the source of all creation or the material cause of the creation. This is the general analysis of this sutra. And now let us go to the word analysis. And the sutra says what? Yonischahi giyate. That is the sutra. Giyate means Brahman is said to be here. Yonischa, source also. Yonihicha, source also. That is the material cause also. He means therefore. So Brahman is the material cause of the creation. Now Shankaracharya adds few more points in this context in his Bhashya. And in the definition of Brahman, given in the Bhrigavalli in the third chapter, first section, second mantra, what it says, Tagumho vacha yatova imani bhuta nijayante ye najata nijivanti yat prayante visamvishanti tad vijignyasasva tad brahmeti satapotapyata satapastapva tad brahma, from which these things are all born, by which having been born, these things live and continue to exist, and that into which finally they, when they departing, they all enter, tad brahma, that is Brahma. And an analysis of the word yataha, yatova imani bhutani jayante, that yataha, that will show that Brahman is the material cause of the universe. And the next point Shankaracharya discusses what? He says, the Sankhya philosophers may raise an objection as to how can conscious Brahman be the cause of the creation, because they are achetana karanavadis. We have mentioned this earlier. The inert matter alone can be the material cause, and there is no example to show that consciousness is the material cause, according to the Sankhyas. And we quote the example that the spider is the material cause of the web. Again, Mundaka Mantra. The sentient being, the spider, is the material cause of the hair and the nail also for the humans and for every animal. The hair, nails and all. Yatorna nabihi srijate grinnate cha. Yata prithivyam oshadeha sambhavanti. Yata sataha purushat keshalomani tatakshaat sambhavati he vishwam. The Sankhya philosopher says that they are not right examples. Spider produces the web, which is a matter. And it says inert cause alone produces the inert web. So also the hair and nail, they are all products, the materials. And how can you take in the example that consciousness produces these materials? And for this objection, Shankaracharya says that the example becomes important only when we prove something through logic. And here we give our example not to prove anything, but to only assimilate the Upanishadic teaching through the example. Don't bring logic and all here. Therefore, we should understand that the example is the means of assimilating the scripture. Primarily, we arrive at the meaning through the scriptures and not through the examples. Then they say that you don't use logic and example not to prove anything, but you use it to understand the scriptures only. At least you see the logic to support the scripture. Your logic even does not support the scriptures. Siddhanti says to the Purvapakshi, your logic even does not support the scriptures. You try to understand it through the scriptures that the consciousness is the material cause of the creation, but it is not supported by logic. So we, again, now for that we divide the logic into two. First, we are not using it for proving, but at least it must be supporting logic. We don't have to use it for proving anything, but it should, because Vedas, we don't have to prove anything, but we have to use it to, as a supporting logic. And Father Shankaracharya says, first we negated the idea of proving logic itself. There is no need for a proving logic at all. Now Sankhya philosopher says that the example should be supporting logic for the example. Padi Shankaracharya says that the first chapter of Brahma Sutra does not deal with supporting logic at all. And for this purpose, we have the second chapter of Brahma Sutra exclusively for that purpose. So when we come to second chapter, talk all logic and all. First chapter does not deal with supporting logic at all. We shall discuss the matter when we discuss the second chapter. We are going to see a lot of logic. With this, the Prakriti Adhikarana we saw. So Shankaracharya answered this way and then put a stop to that this discussion because the second chapter is going to be a lot of logic pradhan. Now let us present this five factor conclusion for this particular Adhikarana. The Vishayaha, the subject matter of this Adhikarana is Brahman. And Samshaya, the doubt, is whether Brahman is Upadana Karanam also or not. There is no controversy in accepting Brahman as Nimitta Karanam. Whether it is Upadana Karanam also or not is the question. And the Purvapakshi says Brahman is Nimitta Karanam only and not Upadana Karanam. And the Siddhanti says our conclusion is Brahman is Upadana Karanam also. And Sangati is the usual Sangati. It means appropriateness of the position of the Adhikaranam, and this is in an appropriate position only. Now let us go to the next Adhikarana. Sarva Vyakhyana Adhikarana. This is the seventh topic in the fourth pada of first chapter. Sarva Vyakhyana Adhikaranam. This has only one sutra, and that is the last sutra of this entire first chapter, and the sutra of one sutra of this Adhikarana. Yetena Sarve Vyakhyata Vyakhyataha. Etena sarve vyakhyata vyakhyataha. This is the 28th sutra of the fourth section of the first chapter and the 134th running sutra, last sutra of the first chapter. So the argument is again concluded in this sutra. This is the final adhikaranam of the fourth section and also the first chapter also. Until now, Vyasacharya has shown that Brahman, the Chetana material, is the cause of the creation. So it is called the Chetana Karana Vada that is established. While establishing the Chetana Karana Vada, he had to refute all the Achetana Karana Vada, all those darshanas who claimed matter as material cause of creation, he had to refute all of them. So there are many, many darshanas who are Achetana Karana Vadis. For them, matter is the material cause. And Vyasacharya did not refute all those systems. That is the Sankhya's philosopher who is prominent Achetana Karana Karyavadi, Achetana Karana Vadi. So having elaborated Sankhya Achetana Vadi, Vyasacharya says, having refuted one, I have refuted all the other Achetana Karana Vadi. This we have mentioned is Prathama Malla Nyaya. If you defeat the world champion, that means all others are also defeated. So he has refuted Sankhya's Pradhana and Nyaya's Paramanu, both he refuted. And this is the general analysis of this particular sutra. Now let us see the word analysis. Yetena. Yetena means by refuting Sankhya philosopher, then all other Chetana Karanavadis, Sankhya philosopher and all others. That's what it implies. And Vyakhyata. Vyakhyata, and they are all answered and refuted. Vyakhyata is repeated to show the end of the chapter. That's why it is repeated, the word is repeated twice. So with this, the Samanvaya chapter is over. First chapter, we said the Samanvaya chapter, that is over. Now let us do the five factor analysis of this entire chapter, of this entire fourth para. The sutra is what? Yetena sarve vyakhyata vyakhyataha. Here the Vishayam is what? The entire Vedanta. The entire Vedanta is the Vishayam, subject matter. And the Samshaya, the doubt is what? Whether Vedanta talks of Chetana Karanavada or Achetana Karanavada. And Purvapakshi says Achetana Karanavada, and Siddhanti has proved it is Chetana Karanavada. The universe, the creator, is a Chetana Karanam only. And Sangati is what? The Adhikaranam is placed in the appropriate place. Now let us see a brief summary of this pada, which has seven Adhikaranam, seven topics. This is the fourth, this is the fourth pada. The first three adhikaranams of this particular pada, this section, seemingly supported Sankhya philosophy and Vyasacharya negated all of them. And the next four adhikaranams, Vyasacharya re-establishes Brahman as the subject matter of Vedanta and it is Jneya Brahma Adhikarana. And there is no Upasananda. And lastly, Vyasacharya refutes all the other philosophies also. So with this, the first chapter is over. And now, before we go to the second chapter, as we customarily do, let us do a brief summary of the first chapter, entire first chapter. Now we have completed the first chapter of Brahma Sutra. This is called Samanvayadhikaranam or Samanvaya Adhyaya is the name of the chapter. And in this chapter, Vyasacharya wants to present a systematic teaching of Brahman knowledge with the help of what? Vedantic Pramana. So he uses a lot of Vedantic statements from so many Upanishads. Therefore, we should remember Vedantic teaching is not a philosophy of Vyasa, because there are a lot of misconceptions among people. Vedantic teaching is not a philosophy of Vyasacharya. The condition to be a philosophy should be a speculative teaching invented by a human being, unaided by any scripture. That is considered generally philosophy. The moment scripture comes, it is no more can be called a philosophy. It is a teaching extracted from Vedantic scriptures. Therefore, even though the teaching has come from Vyasacharya, it is not a Paurusheya teaching. We went through this discussion in the introduction itself. It is Apaurusheya Darshanam being based on Apaurusheya Vedanta Pramana. And the uniqueness of Brahma Sutra is what? It serves as a thread, the sutra, to make a garland out of the flowers of Upanishadic statements. This also I mentioned earlier. Vyasacharya's teaching is a thread to teach the essential teaching of Vedanta. Using a method of analysis of Mimamsa makes this essential teaching. Mimamsa Shastram he uses. So this is why it is called Uttara Mimamsa. Uttara Mimamsa Sutrani, Brahma Sutra is called Uttara Mimamsa Sutras. And applying the principle of Upakramadi Shadlinga Vichara, this also we have seen earlier, he did this Mimamsa, this analysis. Then we arrive at the central teaching of Vedanta, since it is not explicit. We went through an analysis to arrive at the central teaching of Vedanta. Vedanta contains what? It contains Dvaita Vakyas, Visishtadvaita Vakyas, Advaita Vakyas, it contains all of them, and each one interprets in their own manner. Dvaitacharyas interpret in their manner, Visishtadvaitins interpret in their manner, Advaitins interpret in their manner, and there are Advaita, Visishtadvaita, and Dvaita Shrutis, and Jiva Ishvara Bheda, Jiva Ishvara Abheda. There are confusions, and therefore we need an analysis. And this method of teaching is called Samanvaya. A technical word meaning consistency. All this we have explained in the introduction of the first chapter. And we want to find the consistent teaching of Vedanta here, Samanvaya. So this we call it as Tatparya Nirnayaha. This also we have seen. So this process helps us to arrive at the central teaching of Vedanta, which is called Shravanam here. So Shravanam means what? Hearing only. But Shravanam takes place in spite of you. When we are sitting in a place, things go into the ear. Whether it registered in your mind or not, it's a different thing. Even when you're sitting in the class, all the sounds go through the ears. Whether it goes into the mind, it's a different thing. But active participation in analysis of Vedanta needs guidance from a guru, an acharya. And through this Mimamsa, what is the teaching we arrive at here? We come to know Vedanta is an independent pramanam which reveals the unique subject matter called the Brahman. Just as Veda Purva Bhaga is the Karmakanda portion to reveal the unique subject of Dharma. Similarly, Jagat Karanam Brahman is the subject matter of Vedanta. Veda Purva Bhaga talks about Dharma. Atato Dharma Jignyasa. In Dharma Shastra, that's the first sutra. Here, Atato Brahma Jignyasa in Vedanta. So this is a unique teaching because all other systems of philosophy do not accept Brahman as Jagat Karanam. They accept the Achetana Vastu, material only, as Jagat Karanam. Vedanta alone says Bhagavan alone is the material cause. Here Vedanta reveals Brahman alone became the whole universe. And he is the material cause of the world, which other systems of philosophies are not able to digest. Because for all of them, matter is fundamental. Consciousness is incidental. Charvaka philosophies are all that. Whereas only for Vedanta, consciousness, Chaitanyam is fundamental and matter is incidental. Every snake, every monkey becomes worshipful in this system because of the fact that Bhagavan has manifested in all of them. So this is not a religion of snake charmers and monkey, whatever it is. God is the material cause is a unique thing in Vedanta. With this knowledge of Brahman alone, one gets liberation, moksha. And by knowing this Jagat Karana Brahma alone, a person can get moksha. So Brahma Jnanam is not one of the means of liberation, but the only means of liberation according to Vedanta. Vedantic study is not one of the means of Brahma Jnanam. Vedanta is an independent and unique pramana. Vedanta deals with Brahman alone and nothing else. Knowledge of Brahman alone gives liberation, and Vedanta Vichara alone will give that knowledge. And one who does not study Vedanta, he cannot get moksha. He can be very happy with this life, and he may hope to get the same life perhaps next, and it can go on forever, but not relief from the cycles of birth and death. So Vyasacharya's advice is what? Better study Vedanta, gain Brahma Jnanam, and get liberated. And the text is called Brahma Sutra. That is what he has created. And that is why we don't say Atma Jnanam, but we say Brahma Jnanam. Brahma Jnanam is only when Brahman is known as I, the subject. When Brahman is known as anything other than me, it will be reduced to an object of creation. And an object of creation can never be Brahman. It cannot be Brahman because Shruti says so. Whatever you objectify is not Brahman. All objects fall within time and space, all those limitations. And they do not deserve the status of Brahman. Brahman is Kalatitaha, all this is beyond time and space. Brahman is beyond time and space. Brahma Jnanam is Brahma Jnanam. Only when I know Brahman, it becomes Brahma Jnanam only when I know Brahman. Brahmano Brahma Vedanath. Brahma Jnanam is Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam. And while establishing this Siddhanta, the Chetana Brahma Jagat Upadana Karanam is the Siddhanta, is the philosophy or primary teaching. Chetana Brahma Jagat Upadana Karanam. It's called Chetana Karana Vada. And while Vyasacharya establishes the Chetana Karana Vada, incidentally, he refuted Achetana Karanavada briefly. He established Achetana Karanavada elaborately, but briefly he refuted Achetana Karanavada. And the primarily Sankhya, the Sankhya systems, Achetana Karanavada he refuted. And by that refuting one, he concluded all Achetana Karanavadis are also refuted. And the first chapter focused on the establishment of Chetana Karanavada, and also refuted the Purvapaksha of Achedana Karanavada. And these two were primarily done in the previous Samanvaya Adhyaya. And there was another Purvapakshi called Purvamimansa Purvapakshi, who claimed that karma is the theme of Vedanta and not Brahma. These are all Purvapakshis, Karmakandis. And they said karma alone is the theme of Vedanta. Karma is adequate to gain moksha, no need for jnanam and all. So this Purvapakshi, Vyasacharya did not refute. You have to be careful. He did not refute this Purvapakshi. And therefore, Sankaracharya took the task of refuting this Purvamimamsaka in the fourth sutra, Tattu Samanvayat. In that, when we analyze the meaning of tu, he refuted Purvamimamsa by way of commenting on one word, tu, Tattu Samanvayat, the second word, tu. He wrote an elaborate commentary. Through that, he refuted that. Purvamimamsaka. Tattu Samanvayad Adhikarana. We saw all that. And Shankya Purvapakshi was refuted by Vyasacharya in the sutras. This is the essence of the Samanvaya Adhyaya. So if at all this have been, if all these have been done, then we may come to, we have now gone through the first chapter. We have also seen the summary of this first chapter. And we also said, okay, the Chetana Karanavada is established, all the Achetana Karanavadis are all refuted. So it's a Vedanta is established when all these have been done. Where is the need for the other three chapters in Brahma Sutra at all? He would have very happily concluded and gone. Now 134 sutras would be adequate for us to just stop Brahma Sutra. Why we have to still study the three more chapters? The first chapter itself is enough. For the Uttama Adhikari, he put, there is a small condition there. First chapter is good. I mentioned when we did the Chatushutri, the Tattva Samanvaya, the fourth sutra, at that time I mentioned there is no need for anybody to go through beyond this thing, this point, because all these are covered. But that is for the Uttama Uttamadhikari, not for just only Uttamadhikari. So for the Uttamadhikari, first chapter itself is enough. They are convinced and they are happy also. And all the commentators, they write maximum for the first chapter only. If you look at the Bhashyas, all the commentators, they give elaborate commentary only for the first chapter. So if you go by the commentary wise, we have 1/3 of the Brahma Sutra commentary for the first chapter only. So elaborately it is given. As I mentioned in the introduction, Adhyasa Bhashya itself, the Adi Shankara has spent a lot of time to do the Adhyasa Bhashya. So if some are not convinced and are not satisfied, of course, they have to be helped. And for that, the remaining three chapters, they help. And the second chapter is going to be, it does not have any other job at all. It gives only clarity. It does not give anything more than what is already said in the first chapter. It is only adding to the clarity and the conviction to the teaching. So we will start with the second chapter, first pada, in the next class, that is tomorrow. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinascha parasa maheshwaraha purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti shanti shantihi shri gurubhyo namaha harihi om shri krishna atmanastha.